Why does God let some people be blind or crippled? And why does He allow all this rain? I'm sick and tired of it.
Hundreds of books and articles have been written trying to answer that question. Have you ever wondered about that? You're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm Uncle Charlie. Here's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting at verse 9. For we know now in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly. Now I know in part, but then, in heaven, I shall know just as I also am known. Our story, Blurry Images. Avery leaned forward, peering out the van window. Rain streamed down the glass, blurring her view. The windshield wipers were swishing back and forth at top speed. "Mom, when will it stop raining? The sun hasn't been out in 2 weeks," complained Avery. "I know, honey," said Mom, steering the car carefully down the wet street. "The rain is sure coming down fast. I can hardly see through these windows." She turned in at the grocery store entrance and parked near the door. Just as Avery got out of the car, a blind man shuffled by. He gripped the harness of a golden retriever who led him through the doorway. As Avery watched the blind man, she bit her lower lip. It made her think about the paralyzed girl in her class who got around in a wheelchair. "Mom, I've got some questions," said Avery when they returned to the car. "Why does God let some people be blind or handicapped in some other way? And why does He allow all this rain? I'm really sick of it." Avery's mom nodded. "I've asked those same questions myself," she said. "I can only tell you that such things are due to the fact that there's sin in the world. But God can take even the worst circumstance and turn it around to bring blessing." Avery sighed. "Oh, I sure don't see how," she said. I wish I could understand God better." Mom nodded. "I do too," she agreed. "But," she pointed to the rain still streaming down the windshield. "See how blurry everything looks through the rain?" she asked, and Avery nodded. "Well, our understanding of God is like looking through this blurry windshield," said Mom as she started the car. "When we get to heaven, we'll see things clearly and understand God's greatness. And it's possible we may even know answers to the questions we ask today. For now, we just need to trust that God loves us and has a purpose for all things." Well, how about you? Have you wondered why God allows things such as sickness and poverty? If you know Jesus, someday you'll no longer wonder about those things. The Apostle Paul says things are now seen dimly, as in a mirror, and apparently not a very clear mirror. He says things can be known only in part now, but he assures you that someday you'll see Jesus face to face and know things more fully. Until then, trust God's perfect plan and purpose for all things. 1 Corinthians 13:12, "Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then in heaven, face to face." And our key thought, trust God in all situations. I have a grandson who says he doesn't believe in God because if there was a God, he wouldn't have allowed his dad to walk out on him and his brothers and sister when he was just 9 years old. Now, one of his brothers is in Bible college, planning to be a pastor someday. We don't know why some things happen the way they do, but God does, and we can choose to trust Him.